From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cairo officials voted Monday, May 3rd, to engage an engineering firm to help with the protection of an important fossil forest located behind the Cairo Highway Department. The town board passed a resolution Monday, May 3rd, to bring in the Barton and Lajadue firm from Albany. Town Supervisor John Coyne said, and I quote, "There is no cost to the town because they haven't prepared anything. They are not getting paid a retainer to do anything. In the event we find some funding to protect the fossil forest, we will ask them to assist us with getting that funding," end quote. A research team from Binghamton University discovered the root system of trees thought to be 385 million years old, dating back to the Devonian Age, as they were sifting through fossil soils at a quarry in 2019. The site is believed to predate a fossilized forest in Gilboa, formerly labeled the world's oldest forest, by 2 million to 3 million years. The town has recently had issues with trespassers on the property, Coyne said. He said, and I quote, "We've got to protect it. We had kids up there on four-wheelers and side-by-sides, and some large rocks surrounding the fossil forest was moved," end quote. Police were called to the scene, but the trespassers were gone when they arrived, Coyne said. Town Board Supervisor Jason Watts, who is a candidate for town supervisor, has proposed the town sell the property. Watts said, and I quote, "For the amount of money we would sell it for, we probably wouldn't have to have land taxes in the town of Cairo if we managed the money properly," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We could build a community center, actually put a courthouse in. We would actually be able to do a lot of stuff," end quote. Coyne said he does not think the property should be sold. Tim Powers, another board member, opposes selling the property. He said, and I quote, "It needs to stay in the hands of the town of Cairo. One board member would rather sell it. I think at this point, just selling it isn't serving the will of the people. It's a piece of history. We need to protect it and then develop it so the community can enjoy it," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Susan Arbetter is reporting for Capitol Tonight. The New York State Senate and Assembly passed a four-month extension of the state's eviction moratorium that expired May 1st. If signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo, the moratorium will protect tenants through August 31st. The law requires tenants who are negatively impacted by COVID-19 to file a hardship declaration. That would give them time to apply for relief from the state's rent relief fund. The bill's sponsor is Senate Housing Chairman Brian Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh said, and I quote, "The COVID-19 numbers in New York continue to be stubbornly high throughout the state, and we need public health measures like the eviction and foreclosure moratorium to keep New Yorkers safe and ultimately to get past this terrible pandemic as soon as possible," end quote. Both the Assembly Republican Conference and many landlord organizations expressed criticism of the moratorium extension. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley said in a statement, "The vote to extend the moratorium was harmful to both landlords and tenants and severely limits the ability of already struggling small property owners to recover from the economic damage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic." Barclay said, and I quote, "This unsustainable, short-sighted policy will lead to a drastic decline in affordable housing options as landlords face foreclosure or stop renting altogether," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Porcupine Soup is reporting New York officials May 2nd announced the availability of $15 million to help low-income residents who suffer from serious health issues aggravated by the heat to stay cool this summer. Administered by the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, the funding through the Home Energy Assistance Program provides an air conditioner to any eligible household with a family member who suffers from a medical condition that can be intensified by extreme heat. Applicants must meet eligible criteria and income guidelines, which vary by household size. For example, a household of four can earn up to $60,000 a year or roughly $5,000 a month and still qualify for assistance. Households located in government-subsidized housing with heat included in their rent will continue to qualify for a cooling benefit, provided someone living there suffers from a medical condition that can be aggravated by extreme heat. Applications for cooling assistance are now being accepted at local departments of social service and will continue through August 30th until funding runs out. Assistance is provided on a first-come, first-served basis. Greene County DDS can be reached at 518-719-3700, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Columbia County DDS is available at 518-828-9411, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that though cannabis is now legal in New York, it is not legal for all. Scott DeLuca, a lawyer with Cabanoki Cook, who claims that any job covered by federal safety regulations, such as pilots or long-haul truckers, are also bound by federal laws against cannabis use, said, and I quote, "This law will not apply to federal employees, period," end quote. Peter Potter, the Albany Stratton VA Medical Center spokesman, said, and I quote, "If there's drug testing involved, then the federal law is the primary law that we follow," end quote. The newly passed Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act includes a provision preventing employers from disciplining or discriminating against their workers for using the drug on their personal time, and I quote, "off the employer's premise and without use of the employer's equipment or property," end quote. So New Yorkers can be fired for using cannabis on company time. Many colleges and universities also plan to continue to prohibit the drug on campus. Now that cannabis is being treated about the same as liquor by the state of New York, some hold contradictory opinions. Tom Munger, president of the New York State Troopers PBA, told the Times Union, and I quote, "To me, it's a no-brainer. We, as New York State Troopers, cannot possess it or use it," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.